The market is back up. Good afternoon, Kevin Johnson.
It is, and I'm quite surprised, I've got to tell you. It was, given the leads we had from overseas with the US market was down, and yesterday we fell 36. Maybe we fell too much yesterday. 36 was overdoing it. And we rebounded a bit today, up 9 points at 6,208. But it was one of those days, a bit like ducks on ponds. Yeah, they look like they're not doing much, but underneath they're peddling like crazy. And then we saw that with a few little stories here and there. In particular, the milk stocks, as you know, they've been phenomenal performers in
A2 Milk in particular.
Oh, exactly. They fell 13% today. They finished down $1.59 at $10.54. They did get as low as $9.72. They were down nearly 20% at one
stage.
Having said that, their sales were up 67%. And you would think, well, that's a good number. They must be doing all right. Well, they are. They're doing all right, okay, but they're selling $900 million New Zealand worth of milk a year, which is a great, great result from probably a very low base a few years back. But the company was, the market was valuing that company at over $10 billion. So now I think it's come down to a respectable $8.8 billion.
If you don't
for selling $900 million worth of milk, you know, like, you know, sometimes they stretch elastic bands too far. It brought Bellamy's with it. They were down 10%. It also brought Synlait Milk down 5%. So that's not surprising. It was just almost, if you like, a reality check. It was interesting. I was looking at Telstra's market cap. I'm going, okay, what's their market cap, Kev? $38 billion. Well, how much sales do they have a year? $25 billion worth of sales.
Yeah, a bit of context
they
there, isn't it?
$4 billion. You know, like, it's like four times the market cap, but it has, you know, 12 or 25 times the sales. Mm. So, yeah, it just happens from time to time. People want to buy growth, and it's been a wonderful herd mentality stock at the moment. So, yeah, that had a bit of a reality check, as it were. So
now, Kevin, did any of the key performance indicators today, I'm talking about wage growth going up 0.5% and consumer confidence down 0.6%, did that have any impact on the stock market today?
I think I saw one journalist or some writer trying to proclaim that, but consumer confidence was down post the budget. Well, I'm not surprised by that, because every time they do come out and try and tell us what we should or shouldn't be doing, what they're going to take from us, it does dent confidence. But I do like the wages growth number. That's very key. It's a key platform of the US taxation system over there, what they've been trying to put in place. Wage growth is important. As we all know as listeners, we'd love a little bit of wage growth. So, yes, I think that was a good one. I did like that indicator. Maybe it was. And I'm sure you'll read about the fact that that's what they're going to attribute it to. But that was a good result. The banks, as you know, they've been in the news lately. Didn't really move much today. Westpac, the best of them, up 20. The rest of them barely unmoved. The iron ore stocks rebounded today. I call them that because BHP and Rio have sold off that many assets. That's effectively what they are these days. BHP up 4 ticks to just over $34. Rio up $1.07 to $84.68. Why is it every time I mention Rio, I feel like I've got to plug in Dallas price? It's down 4 cents. It's a quiet day for them, but it's still $7.30 and up about 5%.
Our stock of the month.
Since this month started, if you don't mind. Woodside had a good day, up 55 to $34.06 as that higher oil price started to go all right. Wesfarmers back over $44.50 today, up 24 cents. Percentage movers, Whitehaven Coal, still a lot of demand for coal in China. That was up 7% today to $5.33. Invocare, that's the funeral homes people, doing well, up 61 to $12.47. I don't like it when they're doing well, I might add. Domino's Pizza's up $1.80 to $4.37. JB Hi-Fi up 94. So, yeah, big Australia doing all right.
Yeah, right across
32.
The board.
Yeah, across the board. So Flight Centre took off. We love saying that, don't we? Up $2 over $61, or over $60 firmly now, $61.81. Currency's drifting off. That's good to see. It's helping some of the resource companies. Euros are still around 158, though, and sterling's still around $1.80. Gold price got smacked last night. It was down about $20 overseas. Has rebounded $4 here today to $1,295. But because of the weaker currency, it's still over $1,730 an ounce Aussie. So for a Wednesday, I'm buying it.
And so you should. Thank you, Kevin.